Shalom, everyone. This is Elliot Schoenberg, International Director of Placement for the Rabbinical Assembly. I'd like to welcome you to Chodesh Tov. Chodesh Tov is a monthly podcast, which is a joint venture of the International Rabbinical Assembly, JTS Rabbinical School, Ziegler Rabbinical School, the Schechter Rabbinical School, and the Conservative Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Today, it is my privilege to present to you Associate Professor of Bible at JTS, Robbie Harris, who currently serves as the chair of the Hebrew Bible and its Interpretation Department here at JTS. What is more important about Professor Harris, he's also the lead vocalist of the garage band SR2. And his topic today of presentation will discuss a little bit about medieval biblical exegesis and some current trends. So let's go back a little bit in history, and let's talk about the arc for the last 20 years. What's been the thinking going back a ways, and what should we know about that?
So what I thought to talk about was the arc up until about 20 years ago from Wissenschaftlich Judaism. You know, back in the 1800s and early 1900s, people were interested in publishing manuscripts, getting critical editions out, trying to figure out the relationships among the commentaries. All that is what folks like you and I studied in rabbinical school back in the day. In the last 20 years, people have started to apply contemporary scholarship models to looking at those commentators. So, for example, working on how they understood the reading process or literature as it developed in 12th century Europe, the era just prior to the foundation of the European University. That's been huge. You have scholars looking at the development of pshat, meaning what new thing was developed by the rabbis who invented this process. Again, 10th through 12th centuries CE, how did it relate to prior Muslim reading and intellectual practices? How did it relate to contemporary Christian reading practices in 12th century Europe?
Is there one particular book where we could turn to get a quick précis of all of that material?
Quick précis of all that material. Moshe Greenberg wrote in the 60s, I think already, an introduction to medieval Parshanut in Hebrew. I think these were basically the articles that he had written in the Encyclopedia Mikra'it. More currently, I ask my students to either look at Sarah Kamin's book on Rashi, or Elazar Twito's book, Hapshatot HaMitchadshim B'chol Yom, which is a collection of essays that really detail this. Additionally, since you haven't asked, but I'm going to say it anyway, anything that Sari Yefet has written over the last 20 years, articles, books, in particular the introductions that she wrote to her presentations of Rashbam on Kohelet, that's available in English also, and in Hebrew, Eov, and more particularly Shir HaShirim, which is the most recent. They're comprehensive, talks about everything that you need to know. You can also write me, and I'll tell you what to read.
Great. Well, we'll do that at the end. So how would you say, so I think you've already answered this question more or less, is how the field has changed in the last 20 years.
I think the main thing, the way the field has changed, is understanding that these are not just texts on the page of a Mikrot Gedolot. Many of us grew up with either Chumash and Rashi courses or approaches, or even the great Nechama Leibowitz, who had a synchronic view of the exegetes, meaning how did they argue on the page to interpret Torah. Now we're looking at those commentaries as individual men who wrote their works against an intellectual backdrop of either Europe or the Mediterranean world, and seeing them in conversation with contemporary Christians and Muslims and all the intellectual trends that were being discussed back then.
All right, so let's now move to what you're working on. What's your interest, and where have you taken all of this?
When I wanted to do my doctorate here at JTS in medieval Parshanut, my Dr. Vater, Ed Greenstein, said I could only do it if I had a literary model, because simply charting the field of medieval exegesis was not something that JTS did back in the day. So I took basically a French literary model, Gerard Genette. How did this contemporary French scholar understand the question, what is literature? And I applied it to one medieval exegete, Rabbi Eliezer of Beaugency, who was Rashbam's primary student. And understanding that he was developing terminology to describe literature. What you and I know as the word literature, or the concept of literature, didn't obtain in the 12th century. I think it goes back to maybe like the 16th or the 17th century, if you look it up in the Oxford English Dictionary. But the idea of what Pshat did to the Bible was, instead of saying that the Bible meant that which the rabbis had instructed or accessed through Torah Sheba'al Peh and the world of Midrash for 1,000 years, it now meant what an individual reader claimed the text meant. That is a definition of reading, as you and I came to understand it. And there's a parallel process in Christianity, right? If an ancient Christian were reading the Bible, he or she, understanding it as what the fathers of the church said the Bible meant, analogous to the way the Darshan, who first made up the Ukshartam Leot Al Yadecha, means put on tefillin in the morning, right? I forget that sentence began so long ago, I can't remember how to end it. But the idea is that when Pshat intervenes, it says, wait a minute, what does it mean in its own context? That's what Pshat is. The contemporary Christians who were doing the same thing were doing ad literam. The Muslim scholars who were doing it just prior to both Jews and Christians were doing it in their own technical terminology. So my idea was to see to what extent that technical terminology was developed and subdivided so that aspects of literature could be teased out of how the Parshanim were reading. Things like flashback technique or literary anticipation. Or I did a monograph on parallelism. How did they distinguish between prose and poetry, right, in biblical literature? All that requires a more sophisticated, and ever more sophisticated understanding of what literature is. That's what I've been doing.
And is there a particular piece that you're working on at the moment you want to share with us?
Sure. I'm doing a couple different things. One of those things is a consideration of Shir Shirim. As Sari Yefet has already let us know through her publications, there are 4 or 5 medieval Pshat commentaries on the Song of Songs that interpret the book not as according to the rabbinic allegory, but according to an erotic love narrative or a series of erotic love poems, something that we would have thought was only very, very modern. So I've been trying to put those together in a single study, soon available at a publisher near you, right? I've also had a more recent idea of looking at the book of Job. Now, if you and I thought, let's say, a book like Jeremiah, pretty important book, right? Open up your Mikra Gedolot, whatever version you have, and you'll see that you'll have Rashi's commentary, Radak, many, many generations later, and depending on what Mikra Gedolot you open, a whole variety. It could be Malbim or some Ashkenazic 17th century commentary, or that you don't have all those great Pshat commentaries. For whatever reason, they either A, did not come down to us, or B, nobody wrote one. On the other hand, with the book of Eov, within the 12th century alone, you have about 7 or 8 commentaries written about the book, either named commentaries like Rashi or Rashbam, or anonymous commentaries, but with Pshat orientation. That speaks volumes to me, and I don't think it has really been studied, again, in one synthetic study. It could either be it's a hard book, and those Pshat exegetes want to try their hand at applying Pshat methodology to the hardest book of the Bible, or it might mean there's something theological going on. Why are we suffering? Why are Jews in a kind of a downward cast during the 12th and 13th century in Northwest Europe, only to have their community destroyed? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the answer is yet.
Well, that has been very informative. And in this new month, if someone wanted to be in touch with you that by email, what email address should they be in touch with
you? RobbieHarris1@mac.com. RobbieHarris, the number one at mac.com.
We'd like to thank you very much, Professor.
You are so welcome.
This has been Chodesh Tov, monthly podcast of the International Rabbinical Assembly. This has been your host, Elliot Schoenberg, wishing you all Chodesh Tov.